Today is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. Our reading from the sacred scriptures from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 8, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8, and the Gospel according to John chapter 6, verses 35 through 51. Today's message is titled, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. 1 Kings chapter 19, we pick up the account of Elijah after the battle of Mount Carmel. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there was by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights till he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. Here ends the reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, Psalm 34, a psalm of David, beginning at verse 1. And this is when David pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." Here ends our reading from a portion of Psalm 34. The Gospel according to John chapter 6, beginning at verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets. They will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from Him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Here ends the reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, which is a wonderful and sacred mystery. In your eternal foreknowledge, you peacefully do your saving work for humanity. Let the whole world know that the things that were cast down are being raised up, and that things that had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being restored by Him in whom they have their beginning, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Again, that prayer is from the Gelasium Sacramentary, an early liturgical book of the early church. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is he who takes refuge in him. The land had been without rain for 3 years. Without rain since the prayer of Elijah, found in 1 Kings chapter 17. Now Elijah, the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will neither be dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word." First, the Lord sent to Elijah to hide in the Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan River. The Lord directed ravens to supply Elijah with bread and meat. As time passed without the rain, the brook dried up, and famine was growing in the land. The Lord sent Elijah to Zarephath, to a widow who had a son. When Elijah met her, she was preparing her and her son's last meal. Elijah told her, "Don't be afraid. First, make a small cake loaf of bread for me." And then also gave this promise, along with this promise from the Lord, that the oil and the flour will not run out until the Lord sends the rain on the land. And so it was. Day after day, week after week, the flour did not run out, the oil did not run out. And while Elijah was there, the widow's son died. And then the cry of Elijah to the Lord, the life of the son was restored. Verse 24, then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." Time passes. And we're long now into the third year of the drought. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Present yourself to Ahab," with the promise the rain would soon be coming too. Obadiah was given the task to go to Ahab and say, "Elijah has come." Then a summons was given to gather on Mount Carmel the 400 prophets of Asherah, the 450 prophets of Baal were to gather on Mount Carmel, along with all the people of Israel. 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning of verse 21. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." On the mount, the sacrifices were sent, And the prophets of Baal and Asherah went first in calling on their God to send the fire to consume the sacrifice. All through the day they called. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 29. Midday passed, and they continued with their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Elijah's turn now. 12 stones stacked, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, who was given the name Israel. Arranged the wood and prepared the bowl for the sacrifice. Large jars of water were then poured over the wood, over the sacrifice, over it all, again and again. Large jars of water were poured over and over until the water was running over and filling the trenches too. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. At the time of the sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." The fire of the Lord fell, burning up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the soil, and even all the water in the trenches was licked up, utterly consumed everything instantly by the fire that fell from the sky from the Lord. So wondrous, the people fell prostrate, crying, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Then Elijah commanded the false prophets who led Israel astray to be seized and slaughtered in the Kishon Valley. Then the prayer was prayed 7 times. And on the 7th time, a small cloud like a man's hand came rising from the sea, as was seen by the servant Elijah. The rain was coming. With such a display of power. And the reality, the Lord, He is God. One would certainly be sure that Elijah was flying high and doing great. Not so fast. On the contrary, Jezebel was having a fit and she swore revenge on Elijah. Elijah was afraid and he ran for his life. After such a victory on Mount Carmel, wouldn't Elijah be sure that the Lord would take care of him? There is no reason to be afraid. Yet we see Elijah is just like any other man. One day is one day, another day is another day, ups and downs, certainty and doubt come and go as the sun rises and as the sun sets. Elijah runs to Beersheba, and then leaving his servant behind, he heads into the wilderness all by himself, all alone, under a broombrush tree, sitting down. Elijah prays that he might die. "Enough is enough, Lord. I've had enough." Have you ever cried that in your own life? Elijah the prophet crying, "I've had enough, Lord. Just let me die. Enough is enough." But the Lord was not done. The Lord was not done with Elijah. An angel brought a meal. "Elijah, get up and eat." A second time, an angel touched Elijah. "Get up and eat, for the journey is too great, too much for you." Amazing food from the heavenly host for Elijah was given the strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Elijah experienced bread delivered by ravens. Bread from the widow of Zarephath, from that flour and oil that never ran out. Now bread from the Lord delivered by the angels. And drink too. Even with all that, I'm here this morning to tell you there is a better bread. There's a better bread compared to the bread that Elijah was given. And this bread is offered to you. Offered to you by Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. As astonishing as the circumstances of the bread provided to Elijah, the bread Jesus offers you is most excellent. For the bread Jesus offers is Himself. For Jesus is the bread of life. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 48, Jesus speaking to the crowd, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Bread is a staple of life. All around the world and all through the ages, there's some form of bread in the diet of the ordinary life of the people. Bread and along with water can sustain life. And if you're in elementary school, bread with peanut butter and jelly was quite enjoyable too, put in the brown bag. And did you ever do this? I did this. You'd open that peanut butter and jelly sandwich up and stuff some potato chips in and then close it back down again and eat it that way. Did you do that? I mean, it's good. I mean, just that brown bag, peanut butter and jelly, PB&J in that brown lunch bag. Or did you have one of those really cool metal lunch boxes with your favorite character in full color on the lunch box? Bread. Remember the bread. And specifically, remember unleavened bread. For it is integral to the Passover meal. Speaking of bread, do you remember the time when David and his men ate the bread of presence that had been removed from the presence of the Lord of the holy place when it was replaced with hot, fresh bread to be before the Lord in the holy place in the tabernacle? David and his men came famished to Ahimelech, the priest, who gave them the consecrated bread, the bread that's only allowed to be eaten by the priest, but was given to David and his men. And while he was there, David got Goliath's sword. That sword was stored in the tabernacle since the slaying of Goliath by David. You can read of these events in 1 Samuel chapter 21 and chapter 22. And from there, he has Goliath's sword, and guess where he goes? He goes to Gath. Where was Goliath from? Goliath from? Gath. So it's no wonder the king of Gath is wary of David coming to Gath with the sword of Goliath. You know Goliath, whom David slew? Why is he coming to Gath? So the king of Gath was suspicious of why David had come to Gath with Goliath's sword. And David had to pretend to save his life. He had to pretend to be insane, acting as a madman, with saliva just running down his beard. And so he was unable to escape from Gath. They let him go. And to the Adullam cave of Adullam, David went with his men. And that is the setting of Psalm 34 being written. Do you see? The words of Psalm 34 are coming from that setting of just being delivered from Gath. It's filled with joy. It's filled with praise. And if you don't see it in the English, it's in the Hebrew, and it's acrostic. It's an acrostic, with each verse starting with the letter of the Hebrew alphabet, except one. One letter was not there, Vav. Vav was not there. In Psalm 34, we have the very physical senses being called into action to know the Lord is good. Verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. That verse is referenced. It's pointed to in a manner from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. For both of those places speak of taste. The Lord is good. Taste. I mean, really, taste. Take in more than just a sample, but truly taste and enjoy. Do you share and say, oh, you have to taste this. You have to try this. Taste this. And you share because you took a taste of it and you go, wow, that is so good. You just want to share with another. So you take it and say, here, taste this. And you want the other to taste it too, to share in the joy you had while tasting it. You desire to share that joy that comes with tasting with another. For the joy is in the tasting, the experience. And the experience brings forth joy. It is so good. It is so good. Here, taste it. It is so good. Just as David recently experienced deliverance from danger, his Psalm 34 is, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. The experience brought forth the praises that are written out in Psalm 34, extolling the character of the living God. And taste and see, the Lord is good. Experience the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. The experience of seeing and tasting the 5,000 had the day previously had enthralled them so much, they went looking for Jesus. This is written in John chapter 6. They went looking for Jesus to have another meal. They didn't recognize whom the sign was pointing to, that the Messiah, the Christ, has come. 5 small loaves, 2 small fish. Feeding such an enormous crowd. No doubts there was a miracle that took place. An inexplicable wonder had happened on that hillside. There's no doubt that it happened. Yet the people could not comprehend who was present that made it, this wonder, happen. A moment of grasping for an answer, they said, hey, surely this is the prophet. And then the desire aroused in them, let's make this Jesus, this person, king by force. It was not to be. Jesus just leaves the place. And so they went looking for him. They went looking for him. And Jesus is very clear why they went look for him. John chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the sign I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the God the Father has placed his seal of approval. The food that endures to eternal life, the Father has placed his seal of approval on it, and that is the Son of God, the Son of Man, who is standing right there before the people, and they could not see. The crowd grumbles at Jesus, says, I am the bread of life come down from heaven. The crowd grumbles. The bread from heaven. Jesus is the bread from heaven. Bread, that staple of life, that basic and essential component for physical life. Jesus is now using that to teach you a spiritual reality that he is essential for your life, your spiritual life unto all life that is to come. Jesus is using the physical bread of normal life to help you understand he, Jesus, is the bread of life, is essential for you to take and eat so that you will truly live. It's all about who he is essential to life. Jesus is essential to life, and that's the life that endures to eternal life. The bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. And so taste and see. The Lord is good to give us such a bread, the bread of life. Psalm 34, verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Such a good gift from the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see, the Lord is good. The Lord is God. Take refuge in Him. Believe Jesus is exactly who He says He is. I am. The I am. You have it there. John chapter 6, Jesus declares, I am the bread of life. Beginning that by stating, I am, Jesus is really showing you who He is. He is God. He is God. I am is the name the Lord God spoke in revealing the name to Moses at the burning bush. Those events are recorded in Exodus chapter 3. The crowd had come to Jesus to have their physical needs met in the physical realm. Jesus is offering the bread that gives life, that brings eternal life, that endures into eternal life. Jesus is offering them this bread. They're looking for physical needs to be met. Jesus is offering eternal needs to be met. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Jesus is offering the bread that brings eternal life. Life in eternal, in the spiritual realm. Bread of life. Stop thinking in terms of earthly and physical. Think and see in terms of the heavenly and spiritual. The eternal. Jesus said the work God requires is to believe in the one He has sent. Jesus is reiterating this saying in John chapter 6, now verse 47. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. Eternal life that comes through the Son, who is the real bread of life. Again, contrasting with the manna in the desert wilderness that the ancestors ate. They ate, and yet they died. Now, before their very eyes is the bread being offered that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. Eat and not die, as this bread has come down from heaven. John chapter 6, verse 51, Jesus says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This bread is my flesh, which I will give. I will give for the life of the world. Have you made the connection to that Passover being celebrated on that Thursday evening He was betrayed? The Passover given in Exodus chapter 12 through 14, all those events there. Are you making the connection, the bread of life? This is my flesh. The bread is my flesh, which I will give for life of the world. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, beginning at verse 19. While celebrating the Passover, Jesus forever changes it. Beginning at verse 19, Luke 22, and He, that's Jesus, took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. That's not in the Passover Seder. It is now changed. This is my body given for you. What did He break? The bread. He is now showing you His bread, the living bread from heaven is being given to you. Give thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after the supper, He took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. The manna in the wilderness, the benefit was small. It only sustained their life as they wandered the wilderness. This living bread is so excellent that you may feed on this bread of life, and you shall never die. You will never die. the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for the sins of the world as the perfect sacrifice pays in full the redeeming price. The body's broken. The blood is poured out. And so you truly receive in the sacrament of Holy Communion the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. For Jesus is the bread of life. So taste and see the Lord is good. Taste and see the Lord is good. Take refuge in Him. For blessed you will be who take refuge in Him. And know that you receive the bread of life. You really receive the bread of life. And you will live life until all time comes to be fulfilled in the very presence of God. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Believe this. Taste and see. And know the Lord is good. Amen. And amen.